Ultimate Classic Rock, US 103.1. Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show. I'm Chris Monroe, in for Dan Foley here with Jonathan. Now, I know we're going to talk about something fun this segment, because there's three things in life that I feel are the most terrifying to get into. joining a golf league, joining a bowling league, or going to the range.
Somehow I thought you were going to say a cult in there. I don't know.
I'm not afraid of a cult, but okay. Doing the wrong thing in any of those three scenarios can get you yelled at real quick.
Yeah, so. And people put you in your place real quick. And it's like, I don't have to do this. You know, I can leave if you want me to. I never was a good bowler. Something about bowling, I wasn't good until I got drunk, and then I was only good for about 2 minutes, and then it was all over with. So, but I guess I could join your bad bowler league or your bad golfing league, so either one of them. This segment of the Gunsmith Show is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. I'll talk more about them in a minute, but I'll talk right now. They have sponsored the Gunsmith Show for years, and a good friend. I found out that he is literally just a great guy. I've known him for so many years, you wouldn't believe it, and I've known his dad for decades, and we get along great, and it was a natural fit that he came on board and started supporting the show. And we have so much fun together. We talk about guns every week. And so if you're dealing with Tri-County Roofing, you're dealing with a pro Second Amendment person. And he says he's really been getting a lot of calls lately from the Lapeer area. So I know you're listening to this. So if you've got a low pitch or no pitch roof, those flat roofs are terrible in weather. You know they are. Most people have them and they roll their eyes and say, oh, it's a nightmare. Well, Tim can make it a pleasant night's sleep for you. Integrity starts at the top of Tri-County Roofing, and he'll be glad to fix your roof for you. They've been doing it since 1971, and Tri-County Roofing is just a highly regarded roofing company. Chances are, if you've been in a large-scale building and it's got a good roof, they did it. So you can call them at 810-732-7740. Get on the list, get out, get your scheduled work done, and this includes residential as well. You don't have to just do the big, you know, commercial roofs and school roofs and all that kind of stuff. But if you look around, like all the Security Federal buildings that are being built all over the place, he's doing all those cool blue metal roofs. So he does metal too. And lots of really cool stuff he does. And if you go by my house, Chris, that's a Tri-County Roof as
all
well.
All right, then.
And so is my neighbors. And so is the barn in my backyard and all kinds of good stuff. So we refer him on a regular basis. You know, I was a builder for years. So I worked with this guy forever. So we have a lot of fun, and it almost sounds like we're fighting every time we see each other, but then it turns into he hands me a bag of empty brass because this is what he shot this week, and we have a good working relationship. So get a hold of Tim, 810-732-7740. You'll actually talk to Melinda, his lovely wife, and you can always link to them and all my sponsors right through my website. So Tri-County Roofing's on there, Williams Gun site, several people and Diamond Gyms right on the GSS.com, and it'll link right to them. If you lost track of the phone number as I said it, you're good to go. All right, so here it is, March 8th. We're right in the middle of we got like 38 days left of coyote season. So that got me thinking about coyote hunting, because we coyote hunted earlier this week and had a great time. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But time flies. And my point is, when you're at the gun shop this weekend, because, you know, it's a weekend, and every weekend the roads lead you directly to gun shops. So go to a gun shop this weekend, whatever one you go to, bring a friend. Bring somebody that's interested that you know would get a kick out of it. And you don't have to be an expert. If you go to a good gun shop, they're going to teach you something while you're there, if you're willing to learn. If you go there and you're, you know, cocky and mouthy and you think you know everything in the world, always be a sponge when you go in a gun shop. Act like you don't know anything and listen to what the salesman has to say. If you're comfortable with them, you know you're in a good gun shop. If they're cocky with you or if you mistreat them, you know, it doesn't go good. So don't, you know, because there's a couple gun shops around that people just literally hate. And I hear it constantly. And I like going to them, but you do have to put your kind of your battle gear on when you go in there, because they say stupid stuff to you. It's like, how do you expect people to keep coming back? But they, you know, people do. I just stop by because it's on my route of travel that I do. But Williams is not that kind of place. Williams is, it's like walking into Cheers, you know, and for me it is anyway. John, how you doing? Come on over here, you know, and it's a lot of fun. You walk the whole store, check it out, go to the tactical end, go to the other end, whatever you do. But you can bring people in there. And I told them, I said, they got to start serving donuts and coffee, because people could spend, and they put, should put a lounge in for the people that, you know, need a break, and so that they don't have to sit on the pallets of ammo, you know, because they catch people doing it. They do have a couple benches, because you get, a lot of people get stuff done while they wait there. That you can go in there and have a scope mounted or have sights put on your gun while you wait, if you're buying Williams sights. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. Now, what I want to talk about was spread the knowledge, though. Bring somebody that's interested, but it's a little shaky, and let them know that they're not alone. You see a lot of apprehensive people with their hands like in their back pockets, yeah, looking into the gun case because they don't want to touch nothing. You know what I mean? And I used to be there. And now I put my elbows on the glass case and I drool on the glass. I always got to mop up the drool because I'm drooling on the glass case. So I should put Windex on my elbow so that I can clean the glass while I'm going along, looking at the, I always got to say, excuse me, because there'll be something always in front of somebody that I got to look at. So, oh, wait, hey, can you step back to, let me, oh, look at that gun. Oh, that's a nice one. I had a dream about that 2 nights ago, and they look at me like I'm nuts. And, but, anyways, I'm not, I'm just a gun guy. So, so there's all kinds of cool stuff to check out, but you want to introduce people to the sport and that passion, and pass it on to the next generation, because America was built with guns. No matter what you think, no matter how woke you might be, America was built with guns. If it wasn't for guns, you and I probably wouldn't be here right now. Okay. So now go easy. Take it one small step at a time. Don't put a 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum in, you know, your girlfriend's hands and say, pull the trigger, you're gonna love it. When her cranial pocket around her eye, you know, comes back in 6 months, she'll still be pretty, but she's gonna have that scar the rest of her life. So don't let her shoot a 500 Smith & Wesson. I'm telling you, or a 454 Casull, or even a 44 Magnum. Start her with a 22 or a 380, or maybe a light load in a 38 Special, but full factory home defense rounds. They hurt when you pull the trigger, even when you're on the backside pulling the trigger. I wouldn't want to be in front of any of them. It's like everybody says, 22, that's nothing. I wouldn't want to get shot with one.
No,
you know?
No, not
I've been
at
hit
all.
With just BBs from shotgun shells, and it hurts like heck. And I pulled some lead out of my body, too. So and that's been from the range, because every now and then you get blowback. Not at Williams, but at other ranges I've been to. Steel target shooting and stuff is a lot of fun, but every now and then you catch a ricochet. So don't go there in your bikini. So, or your Speedo, you'll get wounds where you don't want them. So, so just be careful with what you pick out. And then I feel it's a must that as soon as you get started into this, take the time to get your CPL, your concealed pistol license. If it's not you, it might be your spouse or your girlfriend, or your nephew or niece. And as soon as they're of age, get them in, and mainly for legal and self-defense purposes. You want them to be trained to, so that they understand the laws, because so many times, oh, well, I saw this on Law and Order. Well, that's not the way it is. You know what I mean? Or I saw it on John Wick. That certainly isn't the way it normally is. That's Dan Foley La La Land right there. So I remember the first time John Wick came out, the first one, and I was working here. It was back mm-hmm. in whatever, I don't know, 15, 16, 17, somewhere there. And when it came out, I was talking about it to one of our other guys, Joe Dirt, Joe Winslick. And he says, I saw that. I'll never get that 2 hours of my life back again. And I said, you know, you need to look at it with a little more open perspective here, Mr. Foley. And he has. And now he critiques him and tells me about the good scenes and the bad scenes, you know, and he doesn't mm-hmm. count ammo like I do, but that's all right. I'm anal about that stuff. So anyway, once you acquire that knowledge of shooting, and it all starts going good, the next thing is to get that CPL. And do the right thing. There's over 850,000 of us now in Michigan that have concealed pistol license. It is making your state a safer place. Ask a good sheriff. He'll tell you honestly. Sheriffs that don't answer that question honestly are fooling themselves, because good sheriffs know and good police chiefs know that an armed citizenry is a must to keep America safe. And next thing is join a league. Leagues are a lot of fun. Chris and I were just talking about that. And the leagues at Williams, the leagues at like Flushing Rifle and Pistol, the leagues out at Lapeer, and we got a gun show coming up real soon. Doggone, I left that paper at home this morning. I should have grabbed it. There's a gun show coming up it's right out your way. It's right around Lapeer. I'll tell you next week. We got time. It's not for a couple weeks yet, but we got stuff coming up, and you'll be excited about it. And I'll try to put it on my Facebook page. So go to the Gunsmith Show on Facebook and check it out. So the more you work that muscle memory when you get in one of these leagues, the better off you're going to be. You're going to, whether it's a bowling pin league or a bullseye league or a IDPA league, which is International Defensive Pistol Association. So it's a lot of cop scenarios. You might have to get down on your knees and crouch to the right and shoot. You might have to shoot around barriers, cant your body. In other words, you twist your body at the waist and just expose your gun in your face. Don't have that, like me, I'm wider than you are. So I have more spots to get shot than you do. So so you got to be careful. And then join one of the organizations I talk about all the time, MCRGO. Go to mcrgo.org and join them. That's Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. USCCA, of course, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Join them. It's a very good insurance program that'll help you, and it'll send you videos to watch all the time on updating your skills and abilities and your knowledge of properly defending yourself and the steps it takes after you defend yourself to come home maybe the next day when you get out of jail, because you're going to go to jail if you defend yourself. And it'll help you all the way. Of course, join the NRA. It is still a wonderful organization, no matter what the news tells you. And you can join right here at Williams Gun Shop, Williams Gun Sight Company. Go there to Williams. I'm not there. I'm thinking about it, but I'm not there. Go there. You'll be glad you did. And join their leagues right there, or join their club, and you get a discount on guns and ammunition, and your range time is covered. It's just a great, great opportunity to enhance what you're doing. So that's just about it. I'm excited because, Chris, this afternoon I'm going to that SCI dinner, and I should have brought more information on it. I usually make it a big deal, and this year it slipped through the cracks. We've been so busy, and then all of a sudden I got the call the other night and said, hey, I got one seat at my table open. And I'm like, well, I put my name on it. I'm going. And my son looked at me like, we're not going together? You know, it's like, not this year, son.
Sorry, kid.
Yeah, sorry, see you buddy. Later. Sorry about your luck, buddy. But anyways. All right, well, it is time for us to slip out of here again for just a second. But hang on. We'll be right back with more of the Gunsmith Show. Next segment, we're going to talk about some coyote hunting I did this week and some great used coyote guns from WilliamsGunSight.com. So hang on tight. We'll be right back here on US 103.